We welcome you to tonight's edition of our Prophetic Prayer Partnership. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. We are so enamored that you continuously join in with us and are a part of our Prophetic Prayer Partnership. You know, partnership is so vital. It is so important as it relates to the accomplishment of goals and as it relates to the development of strength. You know, where we are joined together in unity, there is strength. And so I want you to know that this is a powerful time in the realm of the spirit, and we are going to see some tremendous things begin to happen in the realm of the supernatural as we are continuing to build our partnership, joining hand in hand, of course, spiritually. We are connecting faith to faith, and we are watching ourselves go from level to level, as the scripture says, from glory to glory. And what I would like to see is that our partnership, our prophetic prayer partnership, continues to grow and expand. So we welcome you to share this information with all of those that you know love prayer and know how to get a prayer through. And I want you to connect them to our prophetic partnership so that we can continue to expand and expound and to experience exponential growth. Because as we know, according to the word of God, one can chase 1,000. Two, however, puts 10,000 to flight. Just imagine, as our prophetic prayer partnership continues to grow, how many demonic forces we are putting on the run and bringing up underneath subjection. I believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His word never changed, and his power never fades. He is our source. And so we are ready to jump into tonight. We are ready to jump into tonight. And as this, of course, is our first Monday in the month of February. And so we're going to be expounding this month on maintain the connection. Maintain the connection. That's what we're going to be dealing with in impartation for the month of February. Maintain the connection. I want to share with you tonight that before we go into prayer, it is important for us to understand that what the totality of the objection, or the objective, I should say, of the forces of darkness is to drive a wedge in between those who are followers and those who are citizens of God's kingdom and followers of God's principle, to separate those persons from the faith. Because ultimately, when you are separated from the faith, you are disconnected from God. He that comes to God must first believe. So there has to be faith in order for there to be connection. Are you seeing this? So basically, we have to learn to maintain our faith, because maintaining your faith is maintaining the connection. How can we walk following behind the principles of God where we have no belief in God? It is vital. It is important for us to substantiate our faith. And what is faith without test? What is faith without trial? What is faith without dilemma? Whenever you are in the faith, faith must be authenticated through trial, through chaos, through problems, through tribulation. There are things that you're going to go through that will authenticate your faith. Not every prayer is to be prayed for you to come out of the storm or to come out of the chaos. Some chaoses and some storms are there only to affirm the fact that you are an individual of faith. That's where your endurance comes in, and that's where your strength training comes in, where you're developing and where you're evolving and where you are growing, because now you are looking at your trial and at your chaos and at your circumstance as an opportunity for advancement. So you got to maintain that connection. You got to be able to keep your connection with God while going through what seems to be some of the worst moments of your life. Can I get a witness anywhere? And so, in this hour, what we, I believe, are being challenged to do is to really substantiate and to make sure that there is weight to us, weight, that there is weight to us. There's substance to us, something down within us, that we are not just surfaced believers, or we are not just surfaced goers of the Christian faith, but we are rooted, we are grounded in God. We have substantial relationship and connection with God, that regardless to what it is that we face, we are unshaken. We are not movable, we're immovable. The Bible says, be steadfast. You've got to be an immovable object. You've got to always abound in the work of the Lord. For the fact of your knowledge ought to give you that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, that although there may be current suffering, current confusion, current conflict, you have enough confidence to understand that when this battle is over, we're going to have the victory. In other words, I've got the victory right now. Although I'm waiting on the results, I have the victory right now. You have to begin to get that in your spirit. You've got to begin to maintain the connection. You got to maintain the connection. The objective of dark forces is to bring separation, to sever the tie between you and the agenda of God, the purpose of God for your life, to bring you into such a disgruntledness, to have you so, amen, discombobulated and disoriented, to have you so messed up in your mind as it pertains to your faith that you almost throw up your hands and give up on the faith and walk away from the faith. I tell our church quite often that that is the first thing that comes under attack. It is your posture in the faith. The first thing that comes under attack when you're going through anything in your life is your posture in the faith. That's ultimately what the kingdom of darkness is after, your posture. That's what Jesus was saying to Simon. He wasn't just talking to Simon as an individual. He's saying to Simon as a representation of us all, Satan desires to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. He says, but I've prayed for you that your faith fail not. But that alone is not the only leaning post, in fact, that we can depend upon to maintain this connection. See, Jesus has already done his part, but we too have a part to play. We have a participatory role to play in the maintenance of our connection. You can't just assume that if you spend no time with God, the connection will be just as formidable or just as powerful or just as potent. It's not going to be as strong if you're not doing your part to upkeep that relationship, to upkeep that connection. You know, and I want to say this because maintaining, when we say maintaining the connection, I want to be very clear with you that when we talk about maintaining the connection, that is not saying that we should leave it as it has been or leave it as it is. When we say maintaining something, to maintain the connection is to make sure that I'm doing everything that I possibly can to intensify where need be the connection. Maintaining it means I'm willing to do whatever it takes to keep my place, to keep my posture, to keep and to be in keeping with the covenant that God has made with me. Are you listening to me tonight? And so that means I can't just leave it as it has been, because anything that I leave in a regimen, or if I leave it in a routine, it may eventually grow stale. Not just on God's side, but also on mine. Perhaps I will become bored with doing the same thing. It's much much parallel to how we maintenance or maintain our relationship with each other. If we're doing the same thing, after a while, boredom will begin to set in. See, many of you are not experiencing the intensity of God's glory is because you're still doing the same routine. It's the same thing. There's nothing intense about it. It's the same thing. It's regular. It's regimented. It's routine. But when we start talking about maintaining the connection, it means to make sure that you're still in relationship. That means sometimes you have to spice things up. You got to spruce it. You got to take it to the next level. You got to take it to the next dimension. You've got to do something that shows that you value the connection. Oh my God, I hope you're catching this, because that's what we want to talk about this month. Are we just calling into the prayer call? Is this the extent of your prayer exchange? Is this the extent of your conversations with God? Or are the conversations you have with God just predicated upon the trouble you experience in your life? Is it just when you have a problem? Is that the extent of your relationship with God? Well, I would advise that you find a way to do some maintenance to that connection, because nobody wants you just only when you need them. Praise God. And then the times when you are experiencing ease and comfort, you don't seek. Let me put it this way. When we start talking about maintenance, there have been times where I've had to, and many of you probably the same, have had to take your vehicles in for maintenance. And in the process of the maintenance, what you find that they do is every now and again, they may have to upgrade a particular system or upgrade a particular part. They may have to do what they call a recall. They got a recall because there was an issue with some part of the vehicle, and they have to take that part away and they have to upgrade the part so they put something better in place. That's what it means sometimes to maintenance. Maintenance is sometimes taking out an old part, putting in something new, to update. This is what has to happen in our connection to God, in our connection to the spirit world. We've got to update and upgrade. You can't do what was done last year. You can't harness the same type of time that you gave 2 years ago. You got to be further along by now. There has to be something else that is calling out to you. And I know this may seem a little boring, but I need to tell you, I need to tell you that the worship should be intense. The praise should be intense coming from you. As long as you've been in connection with God at this point, you should be intense. You shouldn't need nobody to pump you. You shouldn't need nobody to prime you. You shouldn't need nobody to encourage you. You shouldn't need nobody to check behind you. No, at this point, for many of us, we should be in an upgrade. We should be in an updated system. But we have been stuck in regular. We have been stuck in regular. And as a result of it, our connections are going stale. Our connections are growing weary. Our connections are growing weak. But I want you to declare tonight with me, I am in the upgrade. Come on, declare it with me. I'm in the upgrade. I'm in the upgrade. Sometimes we look, oh, well, God, I need you to do something else. God, I need you to do something else. No, God is saying, I need you to do something else. Praise God. So sometimes it's us that needs to do the more. Sometimes it's us that needs to do the next level. We're always receiving from God, but how much is God receiving from us? And we're not talking about money. We're talking about energy. We're talking about consistency. We're talking about dedication, commitment, posture. How much is God literally receiving from us? Ladies and gentlemen, you and I, that's right, you and I must get in the upgrade. I see them typing it on the Zoom platform. Are you saying it on the conference line? Are you saying it within yourself? I'm in the upgrade. We are making a commitment tonight and going forward to get in the upgrade. Maintenance is upgrading. Maintenance is updating. Maintenance is refreshing. Maintenance is rebooting. Maintenance is catching up, taking it to the next level, pushing the envelope. Maintenance, ladies and gentlemen, is not just fixing what was or not just repairing what was. Maintenance is sometimes replacing broken parts, replacing old parts. I was trying to find another word for old, but that's the best we can do. Replacing old parts. Psalm 42, verses 1 through 3, listen at these words. This is the sentiments of a poet, the sentiments of a Levite. Listen to what this Levite says. As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and behold the face of God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me continually, where is your God? You see, this is the sentiments of a worshiper, the sentiments of a Levite, the sentiments of a poet, of a hymnologist. This individual is saying, I am in hot pursuit of the presence of God. I am seeking for God. I'm thirsting for him. I'm longing for him. For I am in a space to where I can't seem to find him. And even those who are onlookers are looking at me, trying to figure out where he is. And so I am looking. I am seeking. This is not about others. This is about me. I am seeking for my God, the living God. Praise God. Do you not understand who it is you are connected to? You are connected to the living God. How many of you know that tonight? He's the living God. Come on, declare that right now. Tell the Lord, you are the living God. You are the living God. There's nothing dead about you. You are not a figment of my imagination. You're not a fictitious story. You're not a fairy tale. You're not a statue. You're not just something I was told. No, you are the living God. You breathe through me. You live in me. I know that you are the living God, and my soul longs for the living God. Can you tell God tonight? Come on, once more and again, let's tell the Lord, you are the living God. See, some of us just need that refresher. We've been doing it so long until it's just something that we do on the regular, and it just has grown stale. And every now and again, you just need to begin to refresh yourself, because as you begin to say it, and as you begin to come into that realization that he is the living God, guess what will begin to happen? Those emotions will bubble over out of you, and you'll make that connection. You are the living God. Listen to what the Levite of Psalm 63 begins to say. I love Psalm 63. Listen at this. We're getting ready to pray, but I need you to hear this. The psalmist says this: Oh God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory, because your steadfast love is better than life. My lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands and call on your name. My soul is satisfied as with a rich feast, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips. When I think of you on my bed, And meditate on you in the watches of the night, for you have been my help. And in the shadow of your wings, I sing for joy. Are you seeing the intimacy there? Are you watching and listening at the progression of this? I want you to hear me, ladies and gentlemen, tonight. I want you to hear me, prayer partners. I want you to hear me with all intensity. I want you to hear me with all sincerity. This year is calling for us to be connected. Connected like never before. These agendas of darkness are pushing forward. They're pushing forward in society. They're pushing forward even in social media. They are hijacking the minds of the young. They are convincing them that they do not need a relationship with God, that they should just go and pursue the wildness and the freedoms of their youth, and they should go and just live their lives, that they're too young to give their lives to the Lord. I want you to hear me. There is an agenda of hell that is after the soul of the people, but we who are the people of God must now fortify. We must batten down the hatches. We must strengthen the stakes and lengthen the cords. We must now prepare ourselves for one of the most darkest times that this age has ever experienced. It is not dark because of locusts this time. It is not dark because of the moon turning to blood this time. It is dark because the heart of the people is waxing cold. And as a result, there are so many that are falling by the wayside and being driven away from the acknowledgement and from the connection of God. But I want you to hear me. Tonight, we must make a conscious decision, a decision that, amen, praise God, comes out of our soul that says, no, I'm going to maintain my connection. I'm going to strengthen my connection with the Lord. That's what we're going to be dealing with this month. I'm going to be doing everything that I can. Many of you that are listening to me, this is hitting your spirit in a different kind of way, because perhaps you're one of the ones who have fallen off and kind of gotten in a comfortable space. And as a result of that comfort, as a result of that settling, you're just not feeling it the way you used to feel it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not on God's end. That's on your end. And whoever you are, I challenge you tonight to put maintenance to your faith, put maintenance to your soul, put maintenance to your worship. And what that means is not fix it. No. We're not talking about fixing. We're talking about replacing. We're talking about taking things up a notch. We're talking about increasing. Tonight, I challenge you to increase your dedication, increase your commitment, increase your posture. Take your relationship with the Lord and your connection with the Lord to the next level. There's always more that you can do. Are you hearing me tonight? Are you listening to me tonight? Maintenance includes upgrade. Maintenance includes update. Maintenance includes replacing. Maintenance. That's where we are, ladies and gentlemen, tonight. I'm ready to pray for you. I'm ready to pray with you. But I want to know that you are catching what is being dropped on us tonight in the realm of the spirit. I want to know that you, this is registering with you, that this is computing with you. You are doing full cognitive calculating, and you are understanding what the word of the Lord is to you tonight. Increase your pursuit, increase your seek, and get in the face of God like you've never done before. Perilous times are here, but even more so, they are coming. We need to be connected, connected without any possibility of disconnection. Oh my God, I feel the glory of the Lord upon us tonight. I want to thank God tonight as we're beginning to pray. I want to thank God for those who have submitted their prayer requests. I want to read to you tonight a praise report that we have received. This praise report comes from Kimberly Wright. She says, "Greetings, Bishop Nixon and Prophetic Prayer Partnership. Last week, I requested prayer regarding my first training workshop presentation at work. God not only shifted the schedule, which allowed me extra time to prepare for the presentation, but also made it a success, with participants sharing that they learned lots of helpful information and skills and had fun. Thank you so very much for your prayers and support." Kimberly, I want you to continue in the path of success that the Lord has charted out this course for you. I pray that all that you do comes into full success, full fruition. That is my prayer. And I'm grateful for these tonight, 120 amen that are connected to our call tonight, between our conference line and our Zoom platform. We bless you in the name of the Lord in concert together. Our prayer request comes from, amen, our sister Barbara Hairston, Michelle Tarua, Shaquana Johnson, Richard Tarua, Latina Neely, Tara Sorrells, Amani Madison, Bernice Jones, Wilma Harge, Patricia Prelo, Celeste Johnson, Verna Simmons, Elaine Witherspoon, Harriet Shelby, Justin Mack, Ebony Mead, Leslie Ingram, Antoinette Williams, Dexter Neal, Ruth Aileen, Jaina Thompson, Deborah Frazier, Pandora Wilson, Patsy Rizzo, Lorraine Williams, Deborah Schuler, Tasia Williams, Michelle Smith, Deborah Johnson, Rochelle Maxwell, Carolyn Comrie, Andre Hill, Harriet Green. We are praying for all of you who have submitted your prayer requests, and I want you to know that God is up to something where it concerns you, and I want you to prepare your hearts and minds now as we enter into our prayer flow. Let's pray together. Father, thank you. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. Father, we worship you. Father, we bring our posture humbly at your feet. We beckon unto you. We call upon you. Father, we thank you because you hear us. You hear us as we call. You hear us as we pray. We appreciate so very much how you have loved us and how you have bestowed your grace upon us. You have dressed us in your mercy, and we say thank you. Father, so many things you have given to us as a benefit that we have been undeserving of. We have not been worthy. We have not been deserving, yet, God, you love us. Father, even the times when we attempt to practice your scriptural principles and we have fallen short in those areas, yet, God, you loved us. Father, despite anything that we have done and any shortcoming we may have had, our testimony remains, you have loved us. Thank you for loving us. And Father, tonight, we pray that your mercy continues. We pray that your grace continues. We pray that your love continues. Father, tonight, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray with all earnest expectation that you allow the fire of your Holy Spirit to encase us once more and again. Put that burning fire down in our souls, that burning fire that would give us a zeal, that burning fire that would give us an ambition and a desire, an uncommon desire, an uncommon desire to fulfill your will and to fulfill your purpose. Father, tonight, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we bring before you. We bring before you the dormant. We bring before you the backslidden. We bring before you those who have fallen astray. We bring before you those who have taken up distance and great distance from your presence. Father, tonight, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. We pray for an anointing that will saturate every vessel, an anointing that would bring us back to the place where we first believed. Restore unto us the fire of the Holy Spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you tonight for your goodness and your mercy toward us. We thank you for your love and your kindness toward us. You continue to look out for us. And Father, tonight we're asking that you would strengthen us, strengthen our relationship, strengthen our commitment, strengthen our covenant in the name of the Lord. We want our relationship and our connection to you to go to the next dimension. We want it to go to the next level. We want to be able to stand. Although the ground beneath us becomes shaky, it is the covenant that we have with you that causes us to experience great stability. We thank you for stability tonight. We thank you for stability in your presence. We thank you for stability. You are the solid rock. You're the rock in which we stand. Father, even when other relationships become fleeting, even when other connections become shaky, my God, and unpredictable, you remain our solid rock. You remain our firm foundation. And we say thank you tonight. We give you glory because every time we call upon you, you're right there. You're right there, even when there are no words spoken. You're right there. You're right there. You're our leaning post. Father, you have kept us from falling, and you will keep us from falling. And I thank you tonight that we are standing still. We are standing even despite of. We are standing because of you. You are our great reliability. We can rely on you, depend upon you. Father, every time we call on you, you're right there. I thank you for what you're doing in this hour. I thank you for how you're strengthening your people in this hour. That although the storm clouds are raging, although the winds are blowing hard, although the storm is forming, and although it seems as though there's no way around it, you are making us strong. You're putting weight down within us. You're putting substance down within us that we'll be able to weather the storm. I thank you for those that are going through testing time and time of examination. You're right there giving us exactly what we need to get through. We don't have to outsource in this season. You have given us enough. In fact, you have given us more than enough. My prayer tonight is that you would activate it. I pray against every spirit of frustration. I pray against every spirit of agitation. I pray even against the spirit of aggravation that would cause us to leave our posts and skip off and skip out of what you have called us to do. Ah, God, give us a new zeal that we may put our hands to the plow without looking back. I pray now in the name of the Lord Jesus that you be with every individual. Be with them, be with them, be with them, be with them and keep them. Keep them mentally, keep them in their mind where the enemy would try to fight them in their thinking and fight them in their concentration and fight them in their focus. Keep them in their mind, in our right mind. You are able, Lord, to keep us clothed and in our right mind. We give you glory for it tonight. We give you honor for it tonight. We pray earnestly in your presence because you hear us. Whatever is meant for us to walk in, you'll cause the doors to open. Whatever is meant for us to have, you'll cause our hands to take possession. We thank you for even the things that are meant to close up. We thank you for even the things we are meant, glory to God, to lose right out of our grip. Father, we thank you for what you're adding, but we also thank you for what you're subtracting. We give you glory in this hour that the new will not be like the old. We increase our time of prayer, our time of meditation, our time of understanding, our time of commitment. We rededicate our lives to you. We rededicate our minds, our hearts, our souls, our wills unto you. Father, do what you're going to do and have your way. We're sitting back waiting, waiting with great anticipation and expectation, looking for you to do the unimaginable, the unthinkable. You are God, and beside you, there is no other. Have your way tonight. Have your way in the partnership tonight. Let your glory sweep. Let your glory revive. Let your glory resuscitate. Let your glory reveal. Let your glory refresh. We We need your glory, and we need it like never before. The enemy desires to distract. The enemy desires to destroy. The enemy desires to throw off course. But we rebuke it now, and we call your vessels back into alignment. We call them to their assignment. We call them to their rightful place. We call them in the name of the Lord, that no amount of gossip, no amount of frivolous banter, no amount of messy behavior will be able to separate them from their assignment, put them back right where they belong. My God, we rebuke the spirit of the enemy now, and every voice, every word, every saying, every phrase, every question that he has attempted to raise up against the people of God, we cancel it now. We cancel it by the root. Save us all and deliver us all. Save us and sanctify us. Fill us all over again. We need a refilling. Fill us all over again. Fill us with the Holy Ghost in the name of the Lord Jesus. That Holy Ghost that will speak every time our flesh arises. That Holy Ghost that will speak every time our mouths go to speak first. Let us hear the power of the Holy Ghost. Put a muzzle on our loose tongues in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every time that mind wants to run away, thank you for the Holy Ghost that will bring that mind back in. Thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, continue to move on the behalf of your people and show us the way. And as you begin to show us the way, we'll walk in the way. You are the way. Help us to latch on to your principles, your truth. Help us to latch on to your presence. My God, your truth will endure to all generation. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. We consider it done. We head up on that Shabbat. We consider it done. We consider the matter handled. We consider the matter resolved. We consider it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Strength to your people to handle what they can't handle, to handle what they can't explain, to handle what they didn't expect, the impact that they did not expect. Your glory has given us the power to handle it, to maneuver through it, to navigate through those moments. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you for the Holy Ghost of God. Get down in the Hoshamande, hey, and silence the voice of the enemy. Silence the voice of the wicked one in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we thank you. We are lifted tonight. We are lifted tonight in prayer. We are lifted tonight through impartation. We have an understanding of what you called us to do. We have an understanding of who you have called us to be. And we thank you now. We thank you now for the strength to recover, the strength to recover, the strength to recover from devastation, the strength to recover, my God, from bruising and hurting and injury, the strength to recover and to rehabilitate. My God, I thank you for abilities being refreshed tonight. Thank you for it now. I thank you for it now. We give you praise. We give you glory and honor. We say yes, Lord. We say yes to your will and your way. We say yes in the Mahaya. We will obey. Hey, Shanda Lakoyama. And we give you glory for it now. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for the blessing over this call tonight. Thank you for the blessing upon this partnership tonight. We give you glory. Hey, Shanamando Shada. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for refreshing us. Thank you for renewing us. Thank you for hearing us. Thank you for responding to us. Rebanda Mamando Shama. Thank you for the peace that you give us down in our spirit. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, as we press forward, let that peace be down in our spirit, my God, even as we lie down to rest, as we seek you, my God, you're giving us strength in it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Strength even in our rest, strength in our rest, strength in our rest. I thank you now. I thank you now. Hallelujah for it. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your presence. Yes, Lord. New dimensions, new levels. Take your people up. Take them up. Take them up. Take them up. Increase their anointings. My God, increase their giftings. May wherever you have established them and wherever you have planted them, increase them right in those spaces. And I thank you for it. I thank you for it. I thank you. You've not failed. You've not failed us. You've not failed us. As we have asked, you have not failed us. You come through every time, and we say thank you. We say thank you, Lord. We say thank you. We believe that we will have testimonials. We believe in praise reports. We believe, God, that you will turn it for our good. Hallelujah. And we thank you. Increase us. Not just in our finances, but increase our faith. Oh my God, let our faith go up. Let our faith go up in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we give you praise. We give you glory. Yes, we do. We give you honor. Wonderful is your name, Lord. Break the fetter. Destroy the yoke in the name of Nebigoshamanekosia. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. Destroy the yoke. That which has held us captive, destroy that yoke. Yema Soko, let us break through. We thank you for the breakthrough. We thank you for the breakthrough, the anointing that destroys the yoke. Break us through, Father. No more breakdowns. We pray for the breakthrough. We come against the breakdown. We pray now for the breakthrough. No more breakdowns. We pray the breakthrough in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we count it done. We count it done. Glory. And we give you the glory, honor, and praise for it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we say thank God and amen. I want you to praise him now. I want you to bless him now. Oh, my God. I want you to give God the glory. Ah, my God, saints, come on and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Woo, my God. I tell you, we curse every breakdown tonight. We curse every breakdown. That individual who has felt like quitting and felt like they were getting ready to break down, the blood of Jesus, we declare breakthrough over you in the name of the Lord. I want you to receive it tonight and give him praise for it now. Yes, praise him for it now. There will be breakthrough, not breakdown, breakthrough. Hallelujah. New parts are being added to you. Upgrade is being given to you. Updating your systems. Glory to God. We are in the breakthrough. We're getting in the upgrade. In the name of the Lord, we are increasing our commitment. We are increasing our posture. We are maintaining our connection. Thank you so very much for joining me tonight. Hallelujah to God. My God, I feel the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, my God. Thank you for joining me tonight. I'm going to leave this alone. Hallelujah. I'm going to go and finish this up myself. But I thank God for each of you. I pray that this week you do everything that is necessary to increase your commitment, increase your pursuit, intensify it. That's it. Intensify it. Yes. Maintenance is about upgrade, update, intensity. I mean, I want you to take it to the next level. Take what to the next level? Your connection to the divine presence of God. I'm telling you, if you draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to you. The Lord bless you. Have an amazing week. And I cannot wait for us to connect this time next week, Monday night, Prophetic Prayer Partnership. It's amazing. Bless you, everybody, and have a good night.